Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari. Jashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari. Jashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Rukmini Dorkadish, Rukmini Dorkadish, Rukmini Dorkadish, Rukmini Dorkadish. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi Hayai Mo Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Padavrajak Acharya Asitara Satishri Shimad Iskan Bibiti Pandar Acharya Zivayan Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishya Om Vishnu Pad Zivayan Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaisya Vinda Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakura Ki Jai Premsa Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Ditta Ananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasari Gopa Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopana, Shamakunda, Radha Kunda, Gira Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Pachamumindam Nam Ki Jai. Shri Navarit Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Shri Lachal Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mayi Ki Jai, Jamuna Mayi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Shri Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. The most beautiful Lordship, Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai. Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkanath Ki Jai. Shri Shri Jagannath. Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki jai, going back to home, back to Godhead ki jai, Iskan Los Angeles Yatra ki jai, Brihad Madanga Chancellor, Book Distribution ki jai, International Food for Life Chancellor, Prasadam Distribution ki jai, Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gaurang. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Adhiriyat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Lord Narayan, unto Nar Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasa, the author, and unto Srila Prabhupada, who is the translator, commentator, and our spiritual master. Narshita Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naisiki. By regularly attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving devotional service unto the personality of God, at whose worship with transcendental songs becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing our reading from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is chapter 15, description of the kingdom of God, and today's text is 28. Since Lord Brahma is speaking, naturally we try Brahma Samhita Mita first. There are other meters that you can use, but whenever Lord Brahma is speaking, we usually try to apply that meter, and it works in this case, so that's what we'll do. Mata dhire pavana malik Kayani Vitao Vinyastaya Sita Chatushtaya Bahu Madhye Vaktrang Bhuva Kutilaya Sputa Nirgama Bhyam Rakte Shanena Chamanag Rabasang Dadhanau Matta dhire pavana malikaya nivitao Vinyastaya sita chatushtaya bahu madhye Vaktrang bhuva kutilaya sputa nirgama abhyam Praktekshanena chamanag rapasang dadanau. Matta direpa vanamalikayani vitao. Vinyastaya sita chatushtaya bahu madhye. Patrang bhuva kutilaya sputa nirgamabhyam. Praktek shanena chamanag rabasang dadhano. Vinyastaya sita chatushtaya bahu madhye Bhaktrang bhava kutilaya sputa nirgamabhyam Arteshane Vaishnavis. Okay, synonyms, matta, intoxicated, virepa, bees, banamalikaya, with a garland of fresh flowers, nivitao, hanging on the neck, vinyastaya, placed around, Asita. Blue. Chatushtaya. Four. Bahu. Hands. Madhye. Between. Baktram. Face. Bruva. With their eyebrows. Utilaya. Arched. Sputa. Snorting. Nirgabhabhyam. Breathing. Rakta. Reddish. Ikshanena. With eyes. Cha. And. Manak. Somewhat. Rabasam. Agitated. Dadano. Glanced over. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. The two doormen were garlanded with fresh flowers which attracted intoxicated bees and which were placed around their necks and between their four blue arms. From their arched eyebrows, discontented nostrils, and reddish eyes, they appeared somewhat agitated. Please repeat. The two doormen were garlanded with fresh flowers which attracted intoxicated bees and which were placed around their necks and between their four blue arms. From their arched eyebrows, discontented nostrils, and reddish eyes, they appeared somewhat agitated. So the Prophet's purport. Their garlands attracted swarms of bees because they were garlands of fresh flowers. In the Vaikuntha world, everything is fresh, new, and transcendental. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha have bodies of bluish color and four hands like Narayana. Everybody say, Narayana.
Narayana.
The Bhagavatam is written in Sanskrit, not Hindi. So Hindi speakers, they like to drop that last A. They say Narayan. It's not. It's Narayana. Everybody say, Narayana. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gaurvani Pacharne Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschachadeshtarne Om Agyana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnu Shapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanbatam Tangsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada and Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanbatamscha Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Banjo Gatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pre Vancha Kopatruvya Shakripa Sanduvi Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So Lord Rama is continuing to inform the demigods what's going on because they wanted to know what's happening. Why is the universe getting dark? What's going on? And these are much more intelligent, highly placed living entities. And they don't know what's going on. What they do, they approach someone who they're pretty sure knows who can give them an answer. So this is indication for us also. Although it's stated here that in the Vaikuntha planets, everything is perfect. And being originally from the spiritual world, we're also perfect. And that's actually one of the psychological reasons why we clash with each other so much. Because deep down, we feel that we're perfect. Even in the face of evidence to the contrary. We have the saying, to err is human. We make mistakes, but practically constantly. Recently, this computer that I bring to class every day, I came one day with it. And I had to do something, so put it on the chair. While I was putting on the chair, my mind was saying, don't do that. Somebody's going to sit on it. But I did it anyway. I put the computer in the chair, went off, came back, and I sat on it. Because if you notice, it's the same color as those chairs. So I forgot that I put it there and I said it. And the end result was that the screen is cracked. It's a touch screen computer. It's a Windows computer. And so you can move it with your finger. But I can't do that anymore because the screen is cracked. So we make mistakes all the time. But in spite of that, in the face of the evidence that we make mistakes practically constantly, we still feel that we're perfect. And the reason why we feel like that is because we are perfect. We are perfect units emanating from the perfect supreme personality of Godhead. And therefore, we feel that we're perfect. But while we're in this conditioned state, we are not. We don't exhibit that perfection, that natural perfection that comes with these residents of Vaikuntha. They're all naturally perfect because they're in the perfect spiritual atmosphere, and they're all, just as we are, perfect emanations from the perfect supreme personality of Godhead. Now, understanding that we're not exhibiting perfect behavior while we're in this material world, we have to be a little bit circumspect in how we interact with each other. If I ask any one of you, you'll say, no, I'm not perfect. But in day-to-day, moment-to-moment dealings, we act like we are. Quite often we get this mindset that whatever I'm thinking is right. And if you don't agree with me, you're wrong. We have that feeling, and we fight because of that. I'm very adamant about what I'm thinking and feeling, and I want to will, and you're feeling the same way in their puri class. So Prabhupada said once, he said, even pure devotees have differences of opinion. Only time will tell. In other words, don't be so eager to establish your way. Don't be so eager to establish my feelings. Practically, we're not supposed to be presenting our feelings. We're supposed to be presenting Shastra in every step, at every moment. This morning, Subhash was reading from the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam. He was reading that chapter 13, which is entitled, The Behavior of a Perfect Person. So, indicating, yes, even in this realm, we can come back to that platform of perfect behavior, perfect mentality. It's interesting that when Lord Rama started his description of the kingdom of God, he mentioned that there are spiritual airplanes that are being piloted by men accompanied by their supremely beautiful wives, but they're not agitated. I remember a couple of decades ago, right here in this room, we were speaking from the same canto, and I mentioned that in the spiritual world, and it's not my conjecture, this is what the scriptures state, there is no sex life. So some people got agitated. What? They didn't realize it's completely stated there in this. There is no sex life in the spiritual world, which means there's no need of contraception. There's obviously no abortion. There is no sex life. There's no need to procreate to generate additional living entities. All the living entities that are there permanently. They're there eternally, except when we voluntarily misuse our free will and we turn away from Krishna, then we're placed here in this world. So there's no need for procreation in the spiritual world. Everybody's there eternally. And the reason why the men there are not agitated by the women there is because they're both engaged in the service of the Lord eternally, and they're happy with that service. Here, that's not the case, and therefore we are always looking for something to make us happy. And generation after generation of living entities, both on the human platform and elsewhere, even up to the demigod level, come to conclusion that this sexual interaction between male and female is what's going to make them happy. It happens even on the demigod level. There are so many stories if you read the Mahabharata. What horrible things. You wonder, how in the world can this happen on the level of demigods? One demigod is attracted to the wife of another demigod, and all kinds of horrible things happen. So, but we should understand again that we are perfect beings. Yes, we are perfect. And we're trying to get back to that perfect stage of existence, to that perfect mentality. Because the problems that plague us in this mature world cannot be glossed over, cannot be put into a closet. You can't run away from them. Ultimately, we know the solution is to take to the path of bhakti yoga. Yoga in general is meant to put us back in contact with the Supreme, but specifically bhakti yoga is the only one that will allow us to get over this misconception that sex is going to make us happy. Other paths of yoga, that doesn't happen. We know the Ashtanga yogis up to the point of like this Soba Ramuni, such a powerful sage that he could meditate underwater and not just for a few minutes dive down and hold his breath and then come back up. He was living under the water meditating. But because he offended Garuda, his mentality became contaminated and he saw two fish copulating and he had to get out of the water and get married. Long story, but that's what happened in his case. And others, there are so many yogis. Vishwamitra Muni, such a powerful person. He was initially a Kshatriya. But in a quarrel with Vasishtha Muni, he wanted to take the Kamadenu cow that belonged to Vasishtha Muni. And Vasishtha Muni would not give it to him. So he brought his armies to take the cow by force. And they were dragging the cow away, and the cow was bleeding. Because the cow could speak. She was pleading to Vasishtha, save me. I'm yours. I don't want to go away. So Vasishtha said, nothing I can do. He's a big king, big army. If you can protect yourself, do so. So the cow did that. From her rear end, she manifested this huge army of savage warriors, and they overcame Vishwamitra Muni's army. And then he said, look, what's the use of being a Kshatriya? If a mere Brahmana can overpower me, then I want to be a Brahmana. So he did that. He meditated and performed severe austerities to become a Brahmana. But the path of severe austerities does not change, ultimately, this desire for domination, desire for sense gratification. So, again, story in the Mahabharata, he was sitting in meditation with his eyes closed, and Indra was becoming worried that he's becoming too powerful, so he sent Menaka, beautiful society girl. She's walking along. His eyes are closed. He doesn't see her. He just hears the tinkling of the pile, ankle bells, opens his eyes and falls down. So the path of bhakti is the only one, as I mentioned in a couple classes ago, actually a comment that I made in a class, that the impersonalists, they're actually very strict. You see that painting up there? They're very strict. They say, first of all, take sannyas, renounce sense pleasure, renounce the material world. Take sannyas, and then you can sit down and discuss Vedanta. So they look down on the Vaishnava sannyasis. Because the Vaishnavas, they look down on Vaishnava sannyasis in general. They're not as strict as these guys. And they look down on bhakti in general. It's for sentimentalists. They told that to Lord Chaitanya in this incident. Why are you acting like a sentimentalist? You're a sannyasi. Sit down and discuss Vedanta with us. And what was Lord Chaitanya's answer? My guru saw me as being foolish. So he told me, don't waste your time. Just chant Hare Krishna and realize God in this way. So this is our process. Our process is to chant Hare Krishna and realize God in that way. And it's so powerful that it works regardless of your ashram. We're in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. The beginning of our Sampradaya, Lord Brahma, what is his ashram? Which ashram is Lord Brahma in? He's a Grihastha. He's not a sannyasi. He's not even a Babaji. He's a Grihastha. So coming down in our line, we don't emphasize that kind of renunciation. Renunciation means seeing everything as belonging to Krishna and using it in Krishna's service. That is real renunciation. Krishna says, beginning of the sixth chapter, Anashita Karmapala, that if you renounce attachment to the fruit of your labor and you give it to me, then you're a real sannyasi, regardless of what ashram you're in. So our line does not say to run away from the objects of the senses. Our line emphasizes purification so that you're not attracted by the objects of the senses. The reason I'm emphasizing this is because the main thrust of Lord Chaitanya's public preaching is this Harinam Sankirtan, going out in the public, Nagar Kirtan, go out and chant. And Prabhupada instituted that in this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And it's meant to be engaged by everyone together. Prabhupada never, at least when I joined, where I joined in New York and had the good fortune of also coming here to Los Angeles, and Prabhupada spent a lot of time here, he never said that the ladies should go out in one party and the men should go out in another party. He never said that. In Henry Street, and Brigapati can confer he was there, we had this big box van, milk truck, converted milk truck, big box van. We call it a step van because there's a huge step in the back. You step up and go. And everybody crammed in there, the men, the women, the children, at least 40 people fit in that van. And we would go to Times Square or New York Public Library to chant. Now, one has to be careful. One cannot place oneself in a position where one is not. For instance, with chanting. In Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends that one should chant with full concentration and do whatever it takes. Normally we advise, like most of you do, you sit down in the temple and chant together. We advise that. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says if you're not on that level, if everything distracts you, then lock yourself in a room, put a blindfold, whatever it takes, so you can concentrate on your chanting. So it's the same thing with interaction. If you're on a stage where interacting with others is you find distracting, then you have to do what's necessary. Prabhupada once he saw a bunch of brahmacharis leaving the temple during the japa period. So he asked, where are they going? And the temple president said, well, Prabhupada, they don't want to chant in the temple with the ladies. So Prabhupada said, oh, they're not going to see any ladies on the street? Oh, you can't chant with your mother? He said, if they're so agitated, then let them go practice Krishna consciousness in the forest. So the point is, one has to set one's mind on purification. You cannot run away from your mind. Wherever you go, your mind goes with you. So if the mind is contaminated, you could be in the forest, you could be on the top of the Himalayas, anywhere, just like with Vishwamitra Muni, his mind wasn't pure. So just by hearing the tinkling ankle bells, he fell down. So you can't run away from your mind. Our process is concentrate on purification. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada was criticized in the beginning by some purists in India that you're allowing men and women to live in the same temple. Prabhupada said they're already used to it. That's their lifestyle. There's no use in trying to divide them up. Again, that doesn't mean that one should be careless. But the beginning of intelligence is to see, for a man to see every woman except his wife as his mother. And in the brahmachari stage, it means every woman is to be seen as mother. Matravat paradhareshu. One should see every woman as his mother. And as Prabhupada asked in that instance, they can't chant with their mother. Here in New York, we're lucky we have the balcony, so during the japa period, the ladies go upstairs and the men stay downstairs. And Prabhupada liked that. He said, actually, the women should be happy. They're dancing on the heads of the men when they're up there. But one has to have that as a goal, purification. You cannot run away. So this business of, I can't go on Harinam because the ladies are there. And then I heard also somebody say, well, why are the ladies in front? So I asked the devotees who were on the party with me last night, why would we put the ladies in front? And the first answer was, for protection. Yes, and that's a fact. There are a lot of crazy people on the streets. So if you have the ladies in the back, and you're, hurry, 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 somebody could be, you know, attacking them and you don't know. Put them in front so you can protect them. It's not that only ladies need protection. The men also need protection. I've been in countries in the world where, literally, they send out devotees undercover, dressed like regular people, to accompany the Harinam party, because they could be attacked at any moment. So it's not that only the ladies need protection, but the men should have that in their mentality that they should protect their mothers. It's your mother. You want to protect her. You don't want her to be attacked by some idiot in the back while you're up front chanting, hurry, hurry, hurry. Put them in front so you can keep your eye on them. And then the second reason, there must be other reasons. What's another reason? And somebody very intelligent said, attraction. Yes! The ladies are in general more attractive than us guys. So you put them up front. That was one of Prabhupada's secret weapons. Not only did he allow them to live in the ashram, but he allowed them to go out in the street with books, to go out on Harinam. Because foolish gentlemen on the street, not gentlemen, no gentlemen nowadays, foolish guys on the street, they're immediately attracted. They see some attractive Hare Krishna ladies dancing, and they're immediately attracted. And so they come, and they hear Hare Krishna, and they hopefully get a book from one of the men, like that. So it's a part of the secret weapon of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is that we don't try to keep our mothers in a closet somewhere. Prabhupada would let them go out, distribute books, chant Hare Krishna. That was Prabhupada's doing. It's not that somebody else came up with that idea after Prabhupada left. No, Prabhupada instituted that. Let them go out and preach. And there was that famous exchange where one Mataji said to Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada, women are supposed to be humble and meek, but then how do we go out and distribute books? I said, yes, go out and distribute books. Be like a lion on the chase. But when you come home, don't chase the devotees. When you come home, be meek and humble at home. So Prabhupada wanted that. It wasn't that the leaders wanted to make money, so they sent the ladies out on the street. No, Prabhupada wanted his female disciples. We see the confidence Prabhupada had in his female disciples. That story that Shyam Mukund told in his last class. It's not a story, it's a fact. On that train ride where that man said he had money and he wanted to do a temple in Delhi, but Prabhupada was on his way to Bombay at the time, it was still called. So Prabhupada told Yamuna to get down and open a temple in Delhi. So Prabhupada didn't discriminate. We are foolishly attached to our current physical situation. And Prabhupada tried to break that whenever devotees would complain. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, as you know, many of you know him, or some of you have never met him, but black body. So he went to Prabhupada once and he said, Prabhupada, you know, I have to tell you, some of your disciples are racist. And what was Prabhupada's answer? He didn't say, bring them here, let me convince them not to be. He said, no, if you keep thinking of yourself as being black, how are you going to make any advancement? You see? If you keep thinking that you're black, how are you going to make any advancement? Similarly, Jadarani went and complained to Prabhupada that, you know, Srila Prabhupada, the boys are always bothering me, getting on my case. And Prabhupada told her, he didn't say, bring them here. Where's that Brahmananda? Bring them here so I can chastise. No, he said, if you keep thinking that you're a woman, how are you going to make any progress? So everybody has to progress to the point where you stop thinking of yourself in terms of this body. What you see in the mirror is not you. I'm not black male or white male or white female or Asian or none of that. None of that. So stop acting on that platform. And the only way we can do that is to sincerely chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You cannot run away from mentality. You cannot run away from your contamination. You should simply try to purify by taking shelter of the Supreme Lord through His representative. So in that chapter that Suhas was reading this morning, I just wanted to read one verse that's related. It's in that chapter 13 of the 7th canto. It begins with a description of the behavior of a sannyasi, how a sannyasi should behave. And then it tells a story of Prahlad meeting the Avadhuta Brahmana, who was in the mood of a python. So in that exchange, there are a couple of verses I just wanted to touch on, along with Prabhupada's purport. So yes, text number 23. This is Canto 7, Chapter 13, text 23. So the verse says, Tatapi brumahe prashnang stavarajan yatarshutam sambhashani yohi bhavan atmanakshudim itchata. So Prabhupada translates as follows. My dear king, this is the Avadhuta Brahmana speaking to Prahlad. Although you know everything, you have posed some questions which I shall try to answer according to what I have learned by hearing from authorities. I cannot remain silent in this regard, for a personality like you is just fit to be spoken to by me, to be spoken to by one who desires self-purification. So this is the goal, self-purification. This is what should drive us. Understanding that we are actually by nature pure. And by this process, we can come back to that level of complete purity. So Prabhupada says in his purport, a saintly person doesn't wish to speak to anyone and everyone, and he is therefore grave and silent. Generally, a common man does not need to be advised. Unless one is prepared to take instructions, it is said that a saintly person should not address him, although sometimes because of great kindness, a saintly person speaks to ordinary men. As for Prahlad Maharaj, however, since he was not a common ordinary man, whatever questions he posed would have to be answered even by a great and exalted personality. Therefore, The saintly Brahmana did not remain silent, but began to answer. These answers, however, were not concocted by him. This is the point. This is indicated by the words, yata shrutam, meaning as I have heard from the authorities. So whatever conclusions we come to have to be based on Guru Shastra, sadhu. Not that I come up with some brand new idea someday and I want to change this and change that. No, it has to be authorized, everything that we do. In the parampara system, when the questions are bona fide, the answers are bona fide. No one should attempt to create or manufacture answers. Don't try. If somebody asks you something, and this is all of you are being trained to be preachers, so this is very important. If somebody asks you something and you don't know, don't speculate, don't concoct something. Be honest, I don't know. Give me time to refer to the Shastra or send them to somebody who you think might know, senior devotee. Don't concoct. It makes you look foolish. No one should attempt to create or manufacture answers. One must refer to the Shastras and give answers according to Vedic understanding. The words yatashrutam refer to Vedic knowledge. The Vedas are known as Shruti because this knowledge is received from authorities. The statements of the Vedas are known as Shruti Praman. One should quote evidence from the Shruti, the Vedas, or Vedic literature, and then one's statements will be correct. Otherwise, one's words will proceed from mental concoction. So that's very important. Don't try to institute any changes or come up with some new way of doing things. Always refer to what has been given. And Srila Prabhupada pretty much touched on all aspects of life. We don't have to try to figure anything out. All right, I wanted to read one more. And actually, this is the one that Subhas read this morning. I'll just touch on it briefly. It says, Rajatashara takshatro swajanat pashupakshitaha artibhyakkala taksasman nityangpanartabadbhayam. So Prabhupada translates, those who are considered materially powerful and rich are always full of anxieties because of governmental laws, thieves and rogues, enemies, family members, animals, birds, persons seeking charity, the inevitable time factor, and even their own selves. Thus, they are invariably afraid. So our anxieties are coming from here. We usually like to put the onus on somebody else. I'm not happy, I'm in anxiety because of you, and you. This situation, that situation. But actually the anxiety is being, as Prahlad Maharaj told his father, that sadhavanya surabhaya dehinam. Sadasam udbhigna diyam asad grihan. This is the real problem. You have accepted this temporary body as being the goal of life, maintaining this body, pleasing the senses of this body, and that's why you're in anxiety. Asad grihan. So we're being trained to accept sat. Asato mam sat gamaha. To go to the truth, to go to that which is eternal. So Lord Brahma here, in the third canto where we are, he's explaining the situation in the spiritual world to remind us that this is where we came from, to remind the demigods that yes, there's a problem. He told them what the problem was going to be in the future. He told them how it happened. He's telling them now how it came to be when his four sons went to the... But ultimately he's telling them, don't try to stay here and solve problems. Go back to the spiritual world. That's why he's describing in detail what life is like in the spiritual world and what the mentality of those who are in spiritual consciousness is. Don't try to stay here and solve problems. Go back to the spiritual world. Kantarashiman Bhagavatam Kijai. Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Gaur Bhaktivrinda Kijai.